I'm joined by Case first team coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 3-0 win at home to Chipstead. Mark, the third of those goals came from John Neal. How pleased were you that he got off the mark?
No one would be more pleased than me. It's a bit of a like I said before, it's a bit of a standing joke that if I wasn't married to my wife, I'd probably be married to John Neal. But I'm really pleased for him. I just said to him there that it was a decent finish, to be fair, a quick turn and finish. But his turn to run away and celebrate was even quicker, and it was great to see everybody pile on top of him. And everyone is really genuinely pleased for him because he takes a lot of stick in training and whatnot for not scoring, so I'm well chuffed for him.
And the first two goals came two typical clinical strikes from Bobby Traynor. He's now got 50 goals in the first 18 months of the club. That's a fantastic record.
Yeah, it's not bad, and I just said to him it's the first of the month, so it's a good start to the month, and hopefully by the end of the month the Ryman League will have a sponsor for the Golden Boot, and I hope and pray that Bobby's up there and receiving that award. But yeah, that's not bad. That's a decent record, that. But yeah, good start to the month, and he gets a complete bag full.
We were two goals up at half time. Should we have been two men up as well? The four and five looked to commit professional fouls. If the referee gives a foul, should he not give a red card?
Yeah, the one on Carl I thought was that it really should. I mean, you are denying a goal scoring opportunity. There's no two ways about it, because Carl would have been in control of the ball shortly after being tugged back. So I think that one would warrant a red card. I'm not going to holler and shout at the ref and insist that he sends the lad off, because I don't think that's right. But yeah, I think if he looks at himself, he should have sent him off for that one, yeah.
And were you, as the management team, pleased with the defending today? I don't think Luke Garrett made a save all game, did he?
No, as a back five, if you like, really, including Luke and the back four, we've the last couple of training sessions we've worked really hard, because we did feel that we were going into a stage where we were sitting a bit deep, and nobody out of the five was being comfortable on the ball, and we've done some work on it, and the main point that I made to the boys at half time was that it was great, considering the conditions, to see everybody comfortable with having a touch, two touches, and playing out from the back. Obviously we don't want to overplay it because at times you'll come unstuck, but I was really encouraged by the way everybody was comfortable being on the ball considering the conditions.
And when I spoke to Dowse last week, he said that he didn't think we played particularly well, but he kept the starting 11 for this game, and they repaid that faith.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he said it last week in an interview, and we've gone over it a number of times in training and before the game today. We've got to take a massive amount of responsibility for last week, because we picked a team and picked a strategy, if you like, based on what we saw at Mercer during the week, and we got it completely wrong. And in a way, the players sort of got us out of jail. I spoke to another manager in this league yesterday, and explained what we did and why we did it, and he said, listen, why did you bother? He said, you're by far the best team in this division, in his opinion, and you should worry more about what you, let them worry about what you've got to offer rather than adjusting your game to beat them. And he's completely right, he's spot on. So we take a lot of responsibility for that, and that's why we didn't really want to hammer anybody for the performance last week by dropping them.
Was today's win even more pleasing, given the frustration of the 2-2 draw away at their place at the end of last season?
Yeah, that was a frustrating one. That was a long old day, that one at Chipstead away. There's one or two things that have happened as well between the benches. It's nothing you would make a big deal out of, but sometimes you get a result and it's pretty satisfying because of one or two things and one or two comments that have gone on. But yeah, I mean, let's not forget that we've got to go there later on in the season, and that's going to be tough. I mean, they're not. I don't think their position in the league is true, and that's going to be a tough one for us. So let's not get too excited about the result today, because we never know what's waiting for us later on in the season.
John Coke was the subject of an awful tackle in the second half, but to his credit, he just stood up and got straight on with it.
Yeah, I must have looked at it either at the wrong angle or just caught it the tail end of it, because I heard a lot of commotion about it but didn't see it, so it'd be difficult for me to comment on it. But you've got to understand that in those conditions things can sound and look a lot worse than they are. But that does because I didn't see it probably doesn't mean it wasn't a nasty one, but I just can't comment on it really because I never saw it.
And what about Carl Wilson Dennis's booking? Did you see that?
Yeah, I thought it was harsh. Carl just obviously felt he was tackled rather roughly or whatever and has just reacted. I mean, it wasn't even a fight, was it? It was more or less just two lads squaring up to each other and absolutely nothing. And I suppose what he's done is he's decided he's going to put his foot down the referee, and if you're going to book one, you're going to book the other. So, I mean, really, does it warrant a booking? And obviously a booking contributes towards five bookings, which equals a suspension. And if you look back over after five bookings and think you've been booked for that, you'd be disappointed. But, I mean, can we blame Carl? I don't know.
we've got Worthing coming up on Monday night. That's going to be a tougher game, isn't it, would you think?
I saw them last Tuesday. I went to Whiteleaf and watched them. I was very impressed, to be honest with you, because again, that's a team that shouldn't be in the position they are, and I really do believe that they'll push on like they did last season and end up in the minimum playoff position. And they are strong, and there's one or two bits and pieces that they are very, very good at, and it's important that we get it. Well, we're getting a bit earlier on Monday, and we'll have a chat about, we'll have 10 minutes chat about them. But yeah, to answer your question, they are strong. They've got one or two experienced players. I mean, they've got the likes of Paul Kenner, who I've always been a fan of to watch and to play against. He's a tough lad, tough lad, and he's one of a few.
When I spoke to you two or three games into the season, you said that you don't really pay much attention to the league table at that point until we're sort of, you know, 10, 12 games in. Well, we're 13 games in now. We're top of the league. Are you starting to pay attention to it yet?
Yeah, well, it's the thing is, people draw your attention to it because whoever you talk to, and it's nice that people, really nice that people pay attention to what you get up to. And of course, it's sort of always in your face, if you like, from your friends and whatever, because like I say, they keep an eye on the league table, so you can't ignore it. Don't get me wrong, I always buy the non-league paper and I check out websites because I would like to see how other teams are doing and what they're doing, so I can't ignore it, but I also, last season's still very fresh in my mind, very, very fresh, and it still hurts, and I really, really do not want to go through that pain again, so I won't allow myself to get too excited by the league position. I'm very proud of what we've achieved so far, very proud. And I've been informed, I may be wrong, but I've been informed that we may have equaled a club record today in terms of unbeaten run, which is massive, it's great, and the players should be very, very proud of themselves.